At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. The Denton City Council last night voted 6-1 to update the city's energy plan to become 100% renewable by 2020, the second Texas city to do so. Councilmember Sarah Begary was the only no vote. She questioned why a natural gas plant, Denton Energy Center, or DEC, was included with the plan. George Morrow is with Denton Municipal Electric.
So this is a renewable resource plan, but as you know, it has to mention the DEC because that's one of our resources, but it doesn't really impact this acquisition of renewables. But there did need to be some discussion of the DEC in a power resource plan.
Denton Municipal Electric currently buys about 44% of the city's electricity from renewable resources, such as wind farms. A consulting group recommended the city solicit more contracts for about 200 megawatts of solar power and 100 megawatts of wind power to reach the 2020 goal. About 1% of Denton's energy load comes from a small power plant that burns excess methane at a local landfill. Denton's also trying to sell a coal power plant that stopped operating last summer. The Firefighters Union in Arlington is suing the city over civil service rules that went into effect last fall. The union alleges new rules for promotions deprived firefighters of deserved increases in rank and pay. The lawsuit includes four firefighters whom the union believes were next in line for promotion, but existing promotion lists were nullified on October 4th. A statement from the city of Arlington said it was aware of the lawsuit and that the action, quote, was not unexpected. The firefighters are asking for a temporary restraining order and a temporary injunction preventing an upcoming exam to determine promotions and from filling vacancies using any promotional eligibility lists created since October 4th. A recent study shows the number of Texas women dying soon after or during childbirth has increased dramatically in recent years. And black mothers are disproportionately at risk. As part of our Breakthroughs Project, KERA's Chris Boyd talked about maternal mortality with Marissa Evans, a reporter with the Texas Tribune.
First, I want to get a sense of these numbers. It would seem that mothers' deaths associated with childbirth would be a fairly straightforward thing to tabulate. So why is that in dispute?
Well, it's in dispute for a couple of reasons. The way that the different definitions behind maternal mortality differs. So for the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, they have their own way of counting it. And then at the state level, we have our own definition of counting it too. So when you have these two very important agencies, in our case, the Texas Department of State Health Services and the Federal Centers for Disease Control saying, we're counting it in these different ways, and we have these different numbers to show for it, that's where we come into having a problem.
But everybody agrees the numbers in Texas are on the rise?
Exactly. Everyone that I talked to with our reporting said, regardless of what the numbers are, you know, these numbers shouldn't be where they are. They are rising. There are women dying. And, you know, no matter how you look at the definitions, people still need to be paying attention to this issue, and we still need to kind of figure out what we can do to protect mothers as they prepare for childbirth.
Is this happening in a lot of other states too? Are maternal mortality rates increasing all over the country?
It is. You know, that's actually another reason too why Texas is still not doing great, but we're not the only ones. That is something very important to note. You have states like Mississippi who are also seeing a rise in maternal mortality. You know, California once at one time saw a rise too, but they've started to lower their rate, which has been a really big news for public health world. So, like I said, you know, it's rising everywhere, but in Texas, we're still considered a top 10 place for that happening.
I want to be clear here. The numbers in any given year, including the worst years in Texas, are still low enough to mean that it's rare for a woman to die after she's given birth. But if I understand correctly, the concern is that a lot of these deaths are still probably unnecessary.
Exactly. You know, and that's something that we heard time and time again from a lot of the women's health experts and doctors that we talked to. It's very one of the saddest things that can happen in the medical profession, but it's also thankfully very rare. The problem is that it's so rare that people are still just realizing that this is still a thing that happens in the United States. And a lot of these deaths are preventable. You have women who are enduring C-sections, who maybe didn't get prenatal care, who weren't able to get their postpartum visit in time, because it happens so quickly after giving birth, within a matter of hours, days, or weeks. So I think a lot of people don't realize what a important and critical time it is when after a woman gives birth.
All right. In 2013, the state legislature established this task force on maternal mortality and morbidity. What did that task force discover about, first of all, who is most at risk of dying during or after childbirth in Texas?
Mm-hmm. The task force has found in their research so far that it's mostly Black women who are at most risk of dying after childbirth or having complications. A lot of the women that they've studied are also women who might be in Medicaid, might have to pay out of pocket for their insurance, or might have no insurance at all. It's women over 40. So these women come from various walks of life, but the running consistent theme was that Black women are the most at risk of dying after childbirth.
Can anybody figure out why Black women are more at risk than other women of color, even when socioeconomics are factored in?
Well, I found in my reporting, you know, when I've asked that same question, you know, we really can't talk about Black women and Black maternal health unless we're talking about systemic racism in the healthcare system. Mm-hmm. You know, you have women who do not feel like they can talk to their doctors. You have unconscious bias against Black women when they're trying to ask questions, or perceptions about if they'll follow their doctor's orders when it comes to their health plan. So all of that is a very important distinct factor, too, in terms of how do we welcome Black women into the healthcare system.
That was Marissa Evans with the Texas Tribune talking with KERA's Chris Boyd. In the forecast, mostly cloudy skies. Look for a high near 46 this afternoon. It's 32 now in Dallas, 30 degrees in Fort Worth, 24 in Wichita Falls, and 35 degrees in Tyler.